This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mason Crosby. Charlie's never heard this one yet.
This goes nuts, yep. Dude.
Charlie hasn't heard it yet.
Kick the game winner, yeah, Mason.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Now, anytime you ever have them on this show, you have to just use this song. Use a bump in. The kicker in the house. I'm sure he was bobbing his head already. He tends to do that at all my bumps. Mason Crosby, how we doing?
Man, I cannot believe they're just letting y'all on the radio this much. It's just like...
prime time, baby.
I mean, they gave you... Yeah, they give you all your show on Saturday, and now, I mean, y'all are just taking over this station. This is insanity.
Maybe if there was some initiative from other people stepping up in these places, they wouldn't have to rely on us so much here. Mason, have you ever thought about looking in the mirror?
I do every day, you know, but I figured y'all just do such a great job. Y'all are always the first ask. I mean, that was just my assumption.
I had to show you some love with the song. I don't know if the 2 to 5 is familiar with the Mason Crosby song. I'm hoping that are we going to get Mamba on the show here soon?
Okay. Yeah, did I tell you about that? Like, did you see? I like responded and like hit him on Twitter, and
right.
It was. He was freaking out.
You made his life, yeah. He said. It was like the best day of his life.
So we're definitely going to have to get Mamba on the show and have him, maybe just have him do the song live or come up with another one. That would be awesome.
We'll have him in studio. I'm sure Mitch will be all for that. Mason
for sure.
Crosby joining the show here. Follow him on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. You can listen to him every weekday when he decides to show up from 9 a.m. to 11. He's been back now here for a couple of days. And Mason, really... this was your first ever reaction to the Green Bay Packers and their offseason the last couple of days. You were out all last week. Tell Wisconsin Sports Daily, what does Mason Crosby think about these two newest signings of Nate Hobbs and Aaron Banks from last week early on? It looks like the contract's about to be final. Nate Hobbs already announced, and Aaron Banks on his Instagram was just on a plane. Usually that means traveling here.
Yep.
What are we thinking so far with Green Bay's offseason after 1 week?
I did just see, I think the Packers just posted that it's official. So I saw Banks did sign that contract. So we were a little concerned, like, what was going on? Why did it take so long for him to get out there? But it looks like he has a couple little kids. car seated up in that private plane. So he's already spending a little bit of that $77 million contract that that the Packers are giving him. But good on him. It's I've been like listening and seeing all these Packer fan reactions, and it's like everybody's just like, oh, we didn't do anything. It's just like normal. It's like, they just went and spent some money on a cornerback and an offensive lineman. I know offensive line isn't always flashy and exciting, but they feel good about this guy. We talked this morning about him a little bit, and they're at the 49ers camp where they were a little surprised to see that number. But I think this guy, Aaron Banks, is huge. He's a big guy. He's a great run blocker. He's somebody that I think can fit into this system really well. And I think they're hoping to shore up that that offensive front with a guy like Aaron Banks. Homs, I actually know a little bit less about, but it feels like we're kind of becoming. Are we becoming the Las Vegas Raiders of the North? Is that kind of what's happening?
If it works, right? Yeah, Bisaccia. He's the one getting extensions here. Everyone's getting paid. If you were on the Raiders before, by the Packers.
Seriously, Bisaccia is just bringing his crew up. I don't know. I feel like everyone might be just a little scared of Bisaccia up there in Green Bay. So it's like whenever he speaks and whenever he kind of says he wants something done, I think everybody just kind of takes notice. So, I think Hobbs obviously looks like a tremendous athlete, a guy that can do a lot in the run game as well. He's not like a he's not like a great ball guy. He's not getting a ton of interceptions every year, but it'll be interesting to see what they do. Our next question mark is, do they keep Jair or not? What are they going to do with him? But as far as I'm concerned, I think they did make a couple signings outside of the team, outside of extensions. They got McManus back, signed him to an extension. So I think they're just doing what they always do. They're building from within and bringing in a couple pieces and trying to just get this thing a little bit better than it was the year before.
Mason, I'm glad you brought up that McManus signing. That's where I wanted to go next with this. Since last week, all the talk has been about Banks and Hobbs, and when every sports media outlet goes and grades the Packers offseason so far, they're not really taking into account that they did re-sign McManus, one of the most important signings of last season in the entire NFL, if we're being honest. He kind of saved a lot of games for this Packers team. How important was that to you in your eyes, and does that boost your grading of the Packers offseason when you take that into account?
Yeah, I think that was obviously it was clearly something that was important to the team, and to have a veteran step in and shore up that kicking position, for the last 2 years that has been just kind of a question mark and a struggle for that team. I think that that must have given them peace, really kind of given confidence to has to give confidence to the fan base that at least there's a veteran kicker in that building, and we don't have to hopefully worry about that for the next few years. It was always, it was crazy. Again, I just retired as a Packer. I was there for 16 years, and so I never went and even tested the free agent market. So it almost kind of got to that point where it was like, oh man, should I try this out? Should I see what that free agency looks like? But Packers always stepped up, and I think they do a good job in that space of just giving you a fair offer, something that just feels good, and you know you're going to go and you're going to be the guy and be able to be confident in what you're doing there in Lambeau Field in that Green Bay organization. So I think the McManus signing was really important, obviously for Goody and this team. It was basically him and Josh Myers that were the free agents that were kind of question marks internally if they were going to re-sign. So they obviously let Myers walk, which I was surprised at the contract he got with the Jets, how low that was. But the McManus signing is really important for this special teams moving forward.
Mason Crosby joining Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow him on Twitter at CrosbyKicks2. You can hear him every morning, 9 a.m. to 11 here on The Fan. Mason, now when you look at, you just mentioned Josh Myers. We talked about Aaron Banks. So they made decisions on the offensive line. They, you know, what are they going to do with Jair? I don't know. And corner, interesting with Nate Hobbs. Like, what other position groups here do you think are the ones that Green Bay needs to focus on here in the offseason, whether it's getting a back-end free agent here in the second week of free agency, targeting the draft? Mel Kiper's 3.0 just dropped today. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Where do you see Green Bay still attacking now in a positional group for next season, this offseason?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we've talked about it. We talked about it this morning on the Mason Crosby show, was the defensive line. I think whether they get a guy here in the, you know, second, third week of free agency that can be a value pick that might fit into the system. You know, Goody said, we don't bring people in for scheme. We just kind of like bring in athletes and try to, you know, have them, you know, fit into our system. But I do think with Halfley's, the way he has set up that defense, you know, we saw Kenny Clark and we saw some guys that didn't, you know, they might need another year under their belt to get really comfortable with what is expected of them. So if we can find a guy that can really fit into this system, you know, kind of a big body interior line defensive lineman that we can get at a good price, I think the Packers would be wise to go and try to sign someone there. If not, they're going to, you know, they're definitely going to be drafting that position, whether with that first round pick or, you know, where we all might be a little disappointed if they trade out of that first round, especially with the draft being there in Green Bay, but wouldn't be surprised with that either. And then, you know, the low-hanging fruit is wide receiver. You know, I don't think we have a, like, the Packers have a bad wide receiver room there, but they just don't have that dynamic number one that everybody, you know, just knows and can rely on. So, you know, you're just hoping Dobbs can be healthy and step up. Christian Watson's going to be out for a while. Reed is, you know, he could be that guy, but I'm just not sure he can carry the load of the number one. So I think we still have some question marks there. So I think for me, it's defensive tackle and wide receiver are the position groups that still need to add depth or find kind of a key addition in those positions.
Those are two position groups that, since the beginning of the offseason, a lot of Packers fans and media members have been looking at for them to upgrade, but they didn't go and do that. They signed left guard Aaron Banks, a position that they don't need. Do you expect them to make any more moves that surprise the fan base like that? That may not be a position of need, but could...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still be a player that impacts this team moving forward?
You know, I was up there forever and nothing surprises me, you know, from the Packers. If they find a guy that fits personality-wise, you know, playing-wise, like the athletic kind of build that they're looking for, if they find that guy that can kind of fit into a role, they will go and sign them regardless of if it is the highest of needs. Cause as y'all know, watching year in and year out, I mean, depth is the most important thing in the NFL. The team with the most depth that can avoid, you know, serious injury, are the teams that are going to have success at the end of the year. So, whatever they do, they're going to have to continue to have depth either through the draft or find a few more free agents. But, I do think if they could find a veteran D tackle and get somebody at the right price, like, you can never have enough big guys on your team that can make plays and be an impact. So for me, it's probably D tackle even more so than wide receiver right now for what I would think that they need to go chasing after, whether in free agency or shoring it up with depth in the draft.
Mason Crosby joining Wisconsin Sports Daily here with Tommy Wirtz and Charlie Usen. Now, I know you're not just a football guy, all right? You're not just a kicker guy either. I haven't even asked one kicker question here. I know that you have just, you know, you could have went to Harvard, right? That's the whole bit.
Yeah, exactly. You could've wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge here. We talked a little bit about it already on the Mason Crosby Show. Obviously, this time of year, the big tournament, college basketball seems to be ruling everything right here. And we talked a little bit about Shaka Smart and what he was talking about doing with NIL. And I know it's a topic that tends to get you fired up, it feels like, here.
Yeah, you know it does.
Could you imagine, like, what would have been going through Mason Crosby in college? You're at Colorado, you got the big leg, you're probably going to get drafted. Like, could you even imagine at 18 to 21 if you had an agent dealing with NIL deals at Colorado? Like, what would have went into your mind, do you think? How would you have approached it as a student athlete if you had an NIL agent in college?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, I can't imagine. I mean, honestly, like, juggling
that. I guess actually, even before, not to interrupt you, but like, when, how did you even get involved with an agent when you went to the draft? Like, when you were getting involved, like, did they contact you? Did you have to reach out? Did you wait till you got drafted? Like, what's that process like, too?
Yeah, so like when just that process alone was, you know, had my parents heavily involved. There were agents after like Senior Bowl and Combine and things like that that would reach out, and like we would have conversations. I signed with a guy, Mike McCartney was my agent my whole career, and he's a Colorado buff himself. So his dad is Bill McCartney, the legendary Colorado coach. And so it was kind of easy in a sense to go with him just because of familiarity. I'd gotten to kind of know him a little bit, as him and his dad had come through the building a few times there, Colorado. It was stressful. It was hard. It was like I went to after I was done, with my college career. It's like I flew out and like did the wine and dine, went to dinner. We actually went and watched like a St. Louis Rams football game because he had a client there. Joel Kloppenstein, a former Buff, was on the team, so we went and watched that. But I had multiple meetings with multiple guys, and it was a tough decision. So I can't imagine if you're coming out of high school and all these people are approaching you and they're promising you so many things, so many different NIL deals or different ideas. Whenever then you realize that you're kind of beholden also to what the university can do. So it stresses me out, and I feel really like I feel bad for these young athletes having to deal with that at such an early age. I think what Shaka Smart and what Marquette is doing is they're getting ahead of the game because there's going to be regulations at some point. At some point, they're finally going to get figure this out, and the NCAA and all these universities are going to decide, all right, we have to regulate this in some form or fashion. And now Marquette might be, they're ahead of the game because they've already put something in place where we're just not going to deal with everyone's agents, and we're going to give everybody a fair shake. And, if you are a better performer on our programs, we will get you better NIL deals. So I love what they're doing, and I think that is probably going to be what more of the future is going to be for college sports.
So, Mason, let's say you pull an Andrew Luck and head back to Colorado to be the AD. What is your first step, or what would you start planning to do to help protect some of these young athletes coming in to avoid being basically predatored by these agents sometimes?
Yeah, gosh, that's a good question. And I think that the wise thing that these organizations are doing, what these universities are doing, are bringing in these individuals to be a GM, because I talked about that this morning. Like, none of these colleges have like the capacity to handle all the pressure that an agent will bring, a marketing person will bring, and the expectations now that are going to be on these players if like a deal is done outside of the university. You have school still, right? We can't forget that. And that's something that always irritates me too, is like these young athletes, like, only like a handful of them are going to go professional. So like, let's still focus on education and then make sure that that we're protecting them from being exploited by all these all these people, because the agent is going to always say like, hey, we got other opportunities, like you probably want to go in the transfer portal. And how often is that really messing it up for these student athletes? So I think it is a huge responsibility of universities to put someone in place to try to protect the student athletes from the agents themselves and deal with them directly, so that these kids don't have to always be holden like to a person and to a marketing agent that is giving them promises that they can't always fulfill.
All right, one last question here for Mason Crosby, the Mason Crosby Show. Follow him on Twitter at CrosbyKicks. Mason Crosby Show weekdays here on The Fan, 9 a.m. to 11. A big game against Gillingham? Like, how do you pronounce that over in English? I don't know how they do that.
Yeah. Gillingham,
exactly, for Walsall this week. Top of the table still. If you look at wins column, only one team has 20. That's Walsall. You excited for this weekend? I mean, are you guys – when does the season even end? I don't even know.
Oh,
like,
man. Yeah, we're coming into crunch time. They'll end, I think, end of April, early May. So – just be prepared that I will be flying over there if it looks like they are about to promote up to League 2. So I will be on that first plane over to Birmingham, England, ready to rock. So that's a big one. It's kind of tightened up a little bit on them, so they need to really kind of shore up their game here this last month or so. But they're in a good spot, and as long as they finish top three, they automatically promote. So we need to hold true there. So I'm super super excited about what this season has been for them, and I'm actually about to watch a very dramatic eighth grade soccer game here down here in Nolensville, Tennessee. So it's I'll give y'all an update on how this one goes tonight. My eighth grader is he's prepared to ball out. I told him if he doesn't score two goals, he doesn't eat tonight. So he better get his mind right.
If Mason Crosby played against a full eighth grade team with Nolan's eighth grade team, how many goals is Mason Crosby putting up?
Oh man, I'd be burying. Like, I'm ripping shots all over the place. I'd at least have a hat trick, okay. No doubt.
At least.
Man, think about it. I'd just be bodying fools. Like, these kids wouldn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I imagine that. I imagine Mason Crosby just taking it after it against eighth graders
Slamming. Yeah, just like hip checking eighth graders all over the place.
No mercy. No mercy. Absolutely
no
not.
Mercy. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Mason, thank you so much for jumping on the show. I'll talk to you. You're on tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm on tomorrow, and then a little golf. Yeah, a little Pro Rivals Open out there in Frisco, Texas at the PGA headquarters course. So it's gonna be windy. It's going to be tough. So I'm hoping I'm able to hit that low stinger like Tiger used to and go out there and give myself the best chance to win.
Yeah, when I think of golf swings, it goes Tiger Woods, Mason Crosby right after that. All right?
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, I'd like to think, my swing, I'm closer to Rory. I'm more of a Rory swing.
The Walsall of the PGA Tour is what they're saying. Rory McIlroy.
The Walsall of the PGA, exactly. Yes. I do have a team in Ireland too, so I'm partial to those Irish players.
All right, perfect. Mason Crosby, thanks so much for jumping on the show. Tune in tomorrow as well, 9 a.m. to 11. Mace, I'll talk to you then. All right.
All right, y'all keep holding it down.